Okay, good evening, everyone. So tonight I think will be our last session on Borer, at least for now. We'll do a few more halachas of Borer, and then Bez Hashem tomorrow night we'll move on to something else. Okay, so I wanted to mention the following. There's a discussion in the poskim. Let's say this could be a very practical case. I have in front of me a bowl of salad, and it contains a lot of diced or cut up vegetables. Definitely a taruvis of small pieces of tomato and lettuce and carrot and whatever and onion and whatever it is. And there's something in there that I don't particularly enjoy, or I don't enjoy it. I don't want to eat, so I can't simply, let's say the onion, a piece of raw onion mixed with all the other vegetables. So we know already, I certainly can't just pick out the pieces of onion and put them and discard them. That would be, even for immediate use, that would be psoles from ochel, the bad from the good. You can't do that. But if there's somebody else there who does enjoy or who is willing to eat the onion, and he'll take it from me and eat it right away. So can I do that? Can I ask him, and if he says sure, he loves raw onions, and he'll eat them right now. So is it okay for me to pull them out, even though for me, it's from my perspective, it's still psoles, and I'm really doing it to clean up my salad from the particular type that I don't want. But lamaisa, I'm doing it in a way that it's being presented as ochel. I'm pulling it out. If there was a salad like that and somebody would say to me, oh boy, I see you have so many onions in your salad. I have very few. Would you be willing to share your onions with me? And I would say, sure. And I would give them, of course, that would be okay. But here my kavan is the other way. So the Prima Gadim has a shayla about this. He's a suffix. But a number of gedolim say it's mutter to do that. Rosh Hashanah Arbach says this. And so does Rosh Shmuel Kamenetsky. They say it's mutter to do that. You could take out stuff, just make sure that he wants it and he'll take it now, and then you say, okay, I'm going to pick it out for you and give it to you, and that way it'll be ochel, not psoles. Now a totally different shayla. Let's say somebody, but related, somebody requests something of me. He wants to borrow some item of mine, or maybe it's a food item, and it's mixed. I have it at home, but it's mixed with other stuff. It would require borer, it requires selection to get it, and he's not going to use it right now, but this is my only opportunity to loan it to him. I'm not going to see him later. It's not going to, when he needs it, let's say a woman comes by your house and she wants to borrow would you have an orange? She's having a lady shear later and she's short one orange, and you have an orange, but it's mixed in a tarubis with a whole bunch of other things, let's say. So you say, well, maybe come by it. You need it at 5 o'clock. You want to prepare it at 4:45. Come by at 4:45. So you say, oh, but you say, oh, no, 1 second. I just realized nobody's going to be home. We're not going to be home at 4:45. You're not going to be able to find it, or the door's going to be locked, whatever it is. You're not going to be able to get it then. So the only way for you to get it, for me to give it to you, is I give it to you now. If I borrow it now, I'll give it to you. But you don't. It's for, not for now. It's for later. So says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that's still mutter. Why? Because my function, I'm the owner of the orange. My function with this orange is not to eat it. It's to give it to you, to do a chesed with it. I'm being borer the orange to be able to fill your request. You're asking to borrow an orange. The only way I can lend you an orange for your purposes is by lending it to you now. I can't lend it to you later because I won't be home later to lend it to you. So the only way I could do it is now. It's not like the case of we said before when, you know, the last opportunity doesn't make a lot. Like you can't select your clothing from a closet from a taruvis Friday night to use in the morning, even if the room is going to be occupied, because then you're just doing it for yourself. And the fact that you can't do it later, that doesn't permit doing it now. But here, doing it is a chesed. I want to do a chesed. I want to be in the midst of kibbutz chasadim and loaded to you. I could only do that now. I can't do that later, so I'd be able to do it because my primary use is the mitzvah of this orange, is the mitzvah. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman says I could do it. There are chokim, but this is what Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, that one would be allowed to do that. Okay, what happens if somebody, well, let's start with this case. You want your child, your small child, to eat an orange. It's good for him, for her. And so you say, I'm peeling an orange, and please eat it. And they don't eat it. They don't eat it. You tried. You knew they might not eat it. It's not the first time, but you're trying. Or a hard boiled egg. You peel the egg, so they should eat it. But you know that it's they may not. So do we say, oh, maybe you can't do it, or maybe if you did do it and they didn't eat it, you did an avera, you did bara, because you peeled, which is only mutter for immediate use, and there was no use. Or does somebody else have to grab the egg and eat it before the, clock runs out or whatever? So the halacha is no. I peeled it for the child to eat it. I want the child to eat it. I'm hoping the child may eat it. It's not like I know for sure the child's not going to eat it. I'm just, fooling myself. The child may eat it, but I can't really get a proper commitment, where I can't know for sure until I put it down on their plate and say, here's your, and present it to them. So you're allowed to be both. You're allowed to do that. And if they end up not eating it, you didn't do any avera. Well, certainly, let's say you wanted a piece of candy, and there's a bunch of candy mixed together, and you zoom in and you pick out a piece of candy that you want from the taruvus, good from the bad, for immediate use. But then you remember, oh, 1 second, I'm fleishigs. This candy is milchigs, and I'm still fleishigs. We whatever, forgot I forgot that I'm fleishigs. So, and I already selected the candy. So nobody would say, well, I never say nobody, but would you say, go eat the candy? Eat the candy. So what if it's not 6 hours? But I was borrowed it, so now I have to. I was borrowed from any Jews. I have to follow through. No, you don't have to. Rav Yashav compares that to, let's say you will borrow something to use, and then an armed robber comes over and mugs you at gunpoint and takes it away. And you can say, 1 second, I need that from any Jews. You can't take that from me. So if the robber took it from you, you want it. It's just the person stole it from you. So you didn't do anything wrong by being borrowed. You borrowed from immediate use, and an onus came up. So here too, even though in this case the facts were already there, you were fleishigs before you picked it, but you didn't realize. So when you pick it, you still want it now too, but just, I can't eat it. I would like to eat it, but I can't eat it because I'm fleishig. So there's nothing wrong there. But let's say you're looking to be borrowed something, or you're looking, whatever it is, you're looking to take something from, and you pick out something thinking that's what you want. And it turns out, oh, it's not. It's the wrong item. Oh, I didn't. I wasn't careful enough. I didn't see properly. Or I did. I pick out a fruit from a whole mixture, and then I see it's half rotten. Not interested. There's not enough here to eat. I don't want to eat it at all. Or something else about it. I thought it was one thing, and I pick it out. I see it's something else. I end up with psoles. So one of the achronim, the Shvisas HaShabbos. It was a Rav Yitzchak Meltzer. He was a Talmud of Rav Yisrael Salanter. He says that you have to put it back into the Taruvus. If you took Psoles by mistake, so you have to put it back into the Taruvus, and that'll rectify your, otherwise it's an Avera. You took Psoles from Ochel. It's not like the case that the robber, it was Ochel, but the robber stole it, or you did it for the child, but he just didn't eat it. It was Psoles the whole time. You didn't realize, but it was Psoles. So he says you have to put it back in. And but many poskim disagree with that and say it's not necessary. It's not necessary to put it back in. That's not called being borer. Borer is when you scrutinize and you arrive at the right conclusion of what I want, what I don't want, and then you go ahead and take what you don't want intentionally. That's borer. And there's even a shaila. If you did that, let's say you did it intentionally, and then you realize you did the wrong thing, or you have guilt pangs, does it help to eat it? All right, I didn't want it, but I'll eat it anyway. Or do we say that now it's ochel? Or no, it was psoles. You change your mind later. That doesn't change it. That's a shiloh. But in this case, getting back to this case, where it wasn't that I knew it was psoles and I took it anyway. I thought it wasn't. I miscalculated. I thought it was a nice fresh fruit. It turns out it's a wormy fruit or whatever it may be. Or I thought it was, is this, and I took it out. And I wasn't wearing my glasses. I saw it red. I thought it was an apple. It's a tomato. I don't want a tomato. So many people say you don't have to put it back in the Taruvus. Rav Shlomo Zalman says it could be, though, if it's a case like this where the psoles and the ochel, they're both food, it could be you shouldn't put it aside in a place where you could use it, making like the appearance that you selected it for later use. But be'etzem, to put it back into Taruv, he says you don't have to do that. It's not called an act of Borer. It was a case of mistaken identity, and that's not called, that would not be an Isser Borer. And just to conclude on this topic of Borer, what happens if you actually did Borer? You really did Borer, and then it's Osir. So there's a general rule, and hopefully we'll maybe have an opportunity to talk about these halachas at a different time. Anytime a person does a malacha on Shabbos, a malacha surah, so if he did it even b'shogeg, by mistake, the feet of psak of the Shulchan Aruch, he's not allowed to be nena from it. You can't benefit from it on Shabbos. Assuming it was a malacha deraisa, by mistake, you forgot, or you didn't realize this was usher, and you went ahead and did a malacha deraisa on Shabbos, so the Shulchan Aruch paskins, neither you nor anybody else can benefit from it till after Shabbos. If you did it on purpose, then you can never benefit from it. And other people only after Shabbos. But let's even say b'shogeg, you can't benefit on Shabbos. They've only gone paskins otherwise that you could. If it's shogeg, you're allowed to benefit even on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's very necessary, very important, you could be make like the Vilna Gaon, but normally not. Normally, I used to give the example when I taught high school girls, she's wearing a nice blouse, and she gets some grape juice on it. And she's, right away, grape juice. So she takes some water. She doesn't know Hilchas Malabin. She takes some water and rubs out the stain. That's a Malacha Deraisa. It's a Malacha Deraisa Malabin. Took water and rubbed that a stain from your shirt, from your blouse. It's a Issa Deraisa. So I told her the din is you have to, if you realize, or the din is at that point, you have to get up, go to your room, and change your blouse. You're not allowed to wear you're not allowed to benefit from that blouse, even though it was shogeg. At the time she didn't know. Certainly if she did know, and the Yitzhahara got the better of her, so she didn't get anything. She has to take off the blouse. But if she didn't know, so if she doesn't have another blouse that's appropriate, let's say she's not home, she's in a friend's house, and it's a Makom Tzarech, okay, if she did a b'shogeg, then we'd rely on the Vilna Gaon and say, you can wear it on Shabbos. But if she's home, and she has another Shabbos blouse, she has to get up, go to her room, and change to a different blouse. So anyway, getting back to Borer, what happens if a person did Borer on Shabbos in a way that was not permissible? They picked out the bad from the good. And they had, like I said, they had a bowl of salad, and there were a few bad pieces in there, or a few bad grapes amongst the grapes, and they picked out the bad ones and discarded them, and then they put the bowl down, all the grapes down. By mistake, they didn't realize. They didn't realize that's usher. And now they realize. Somebody says, didn't we just learn you can't do that? So the Prima Gadim says you can't use that bowl of grapes on Shabbos because you made it edible, you made it appropriate, usable through Borer, through a malacha d'oraisa shogeg. But unless there's a makom tzarech, unless you really need it, you should not use it on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah, it's unclear whether Mishnah Berurah fully agrees with this Prima Gadim or not, but I'll compare this with what the Prima Gadim says. So we're just ending this topic by pointing out that this is a very, obviously, a very real malacha, a very important malacha. There are a lot of details in this malacha. We spent almost 2 weeks on it, but there's still a lot more to be discussed. But it's something one has to know well, and it comes up often, and it's worth perfecting and reviewing, and knowing as best as you can. Okay, thank you very much. As I said, tomorrow night I hope to plan to discuss a different topic. Good night, everyone. Bye bye.